KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have light rain here in Atlantic, 69 degrees. Since 7 a.m., we picked up an additional 8/100ths of an inch for a total overnight into early this morning of 36/100ths. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms. Again, mainly this morning, a high around 79 with winds out of the north today at 10 miles per hour. In the news, a local businessman who for many years helped to promote and organize tractor rides in southwest Iowa died Saturday. In memory of Maynard Hansen, owner of the Tune-Up Inn in Wyota, tractor ride enthusiasts are being asked to bring their tractors to Hansen's funeral services on Friday, July 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Brayton Lutheran Church located on the northwest edge of Brayton. Ride participants are asked to show up with their tractors 1 hour prior to the service or beginning at 9:30 a.m. Friday. Steve Best of B&B Barrett Trailer Sales at 3270 J Avenue will be the tractor unloading point. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's office reports an Audubon County native, Grace Christensen, just completed a four-week internship at Washington, D.C. with the senior senator. Christensen is a junior at Iowa State University, majoring in animal science and pre-veterinary medicine. She's the daughter of Jason and Tracy Christensen of Audubon. Grassley said in a news release, interning in Washington, D.C. is one of the best ways to get a grasp on the inner workings of Capitol Hill and government. Interns play an important role in his office, he said, and fulfill meaningful tasks for his staff and himself. An internship, according to Grassley, is a unique opportunity for college-aged students to be right in the middle of the political world and gather essential office experience. Christensen served as the legislative intern aiding Grassley's legislative staff. Her duties included performing research to aid in answering constituent questions, working on special projects for legislative assistance, such as keeping track of legislation as it moves through the House and Senate, preparing binders for bills, as well as filing and organizing paperwork. Christensen said that she thoroughly enjoyed her brief time in our nation's capital with Senator Grassley's office. She said it pushed her out of her comfort zone. And Grace said also, I was able to network with so many admirable people. I acquired knowledge about the legislative process within Congress and gained a whole new level of respect for those in the profession. College students interested in participating in an internship program for Senator Grassley in Washington, D.C., or in any of his state offices should visit Grassley's website, the link to which is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, sheriff's officials in Ringgold County report just before 1 a.m. Saturday, 43-year-old Matthew Ryman of Coralville was attempting to back his delivery box truck into the alley between the Princess Theater and Southwest Builders Supply in Mount Air, with a planned final destination being the loading dock for Napa Auto Parts. While attempting to back to the loading dock, the front of his vehicle struck the metal building owned by Southwest Builders Supply. A dollar amount of the damage was not indicated in the report, and there were no injuries reported. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday had said that numerous arrests occurred over the past week. Most recently, a traffic stop Monday afternoon on a vehicle with no license plates and for speeding on Highway 92 near Trainer resulted in the arrest of 25-year-old Darrell Cleveland Smith Watkins of Council Bluffs. He was taken into custody for operating a non-registered vehicle, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Bond was set at $1,300. Late Sunday night, 31-year-old Richard Allen Peterson was arrested at a residence on State Orchard Road in Council Bluffs with regard to an adult male who allegedly assaulted a minor. Peterson was charged with child endangerment with bodily injury, child endangerment with substantial risk, and domestic abuse assault first offense causing bodily injury. Sunday morning, Pott County deputies arrested 22-year-old Liam Fahey following a traffic stop at Avoca. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana for his defense, and speeding. And a little before 2 a.m. Sunday, a traffic stop on a vehicle in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of a 17-year-old female for possession and purchase of alcohol by a minor. She was turned over to juvenile court services. 19-year-old Erica K. Miller of Missouri Valley was arrested during that same incident for OWI first offense and willful failure to stop for law enforcement. Her total bond was set at $6,000. Around 9:50 a.m. Saturday, a traffic stop in Council Bluffs resulted in the arrest of a wanted person. 28-year-old Jonathan James Gruber of Council Bluffs was taken into custody for criminal mischief in the third degree and domestic abuse assault by strangulation. He was being held at the Pott County Jail on $2,000 bond. Late Friday morning, a Pott County deputy engaged in the pursuit of a 2012 Toyota RAV4 in Council Bluffs. And at the conclusion of the pursuit, 28-year-old Roland Leland Nelson was arrested for eluding, having no valid driver's license, and speeding. And finally in the news, the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown is still battling COVID-19 and staffing shortages. Ken Hugie has this report.
The state's largest long-term health facility, one of two in the state listed on the outbreak list per the state's COVID-19 website. Acting Commandant Penny Cutler Bermudez, responding to a report in the Iowa-based Bleeding Heartland blog, says that while two residents who recently died were in the IVH COVID unit, their deaths were related to other significant health concerns and were not COVID-related. Cutler Bermudez says the facility has had seven residents with the virus during the outbreak, but five of the seven have returned to their home unit. Cutler Bermudez, who is also IVH's licensed nursing home administrator, says while staffing is a challenge, the facility continues to be rated five stars. Ken Hugie, Marshalltown.
The other long-term care facility listed classified as being in an outbreak as of Wednesday morning is Marion Home in Webster County. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.